A new program in Queensland regional area will help youth to gain skills to become employable. In Gympie, north of Sunshine Coast, the unemployment rates and youth disengagement are above average because they struggle with the traditional education system and environmental factors. The Get Set to Work program, provided by the non-for-profit STEPS, includes a nationally recognized training and support services for this cohort. The program is also free for Australians aged 15 to 19. The Wire's Artem Rednikin asked CEO of STEPS, Casey Stanley, to explain more about STEPS.
So STEPS is a national non-for-profit organisation that helps people to develop skills for work and life. So we basically provide opportunities for individuals within communities to build their capacity, and whether if they're looking for a job, whether they need to learn life skills, we do that. We've been in the Sunshine Coast since 1987, and we offer education and training programs across the community services area, and we concentrate on language literacy and numeracy and that capacity building across Australia. Our mission is to help people to step into a world of opportunity and empower to take positive steps forward in their lives. What we're really passionate about is focusing on helping people overcome barriers so that they can sustain employment or they can comfortably live in the community and have that community connection.
What's the STEPS Get Set to Work program and who gets the benefits of it?
STEPS Get Set to Work is a hands-on program, and it's designed for our 15 to 19 cohort who may have disengaged from school for different reasons, maybe struggling with understanding what their pathway is moving forward. It's for that young person that really just does not like going to school, but we need to get them into doing something so they don't get stuck inside the house. It helps participants become more confident and develop employability skills whilst developing their language, literacy and numeracy and communication skills. So through the program, they learn in a supportive, inclusive environment that will value their progress. So it's about understanding where they're at and then working to where they want to be. Our participants will benefit directly through our personalised mentoring system, so they have a trainer, but they also have a mentor that supports them with what's going on outside of the classroom. And we try and scaffold all of the things that we learn with social-emotional wellbeing support. We like to work with local employers and community to provide work experience. Our aim is either to get the young person back to school and feeling confident in school or into an employment.
For listeners who are unfamiliar, Gympie is close to the Sunshine Coast. So why is the program so critical in this particular region?
In Gympie, I see it's much like a lot of our regional areas. Unemployment, particularly youth unemployment and youth disengagement rates, are quite high. They're higher than average. Many people lack the faith support. And our young people face barriers that we forget that they are facing. So housing instability with their home, limited access to education and training options, or the thought that they can't get into the different programs because they didn't finish school. In Gympie, we're trying to fill a gap by providing a structured, yet a support that's close to home that they can build their own being, build on their capacity to be able to see past all of the barriers that they feel they have.
What are the challenges youth in the area face when trying to reconnect with learning specifically?
That low academic confidence, it's that feeling of not being able to be successful in a classroom because they haven't been before. It's the anxiety of going back into a school because they've had those negative school experiences. The limited access to transport, internet, the support systems that you need when you're learning, mental health and those wellbeing challenges. Our young people don't know always how to support themselves through those sorts of challenges, and that's becoming bigger and bigger across our regional areas. Obviously, there's a difficulty of them seeing that clear link between education and what the real world outcomes are, employment. You know, you often hear young people go, oh, what am I going to use that for when I get out into my job? It's bringing that link back into their world, I suppose, so they can understand that. We address these challenges through the small class sizes. We provide mentoring, provide practical learning, but then we also have the ability to provide some financial wraparound support to overcome some of these barriers.
Have you received any feedback from young people about the program, and what are some of the success outcomes you've seen in them?
I'm really lucky because I get to go to graduations every 8 to 10 weeks for different programs across the region. What is the most beautiful part is the parents. The parents thanking us for seeing their children get out of the house 4 days a week and successfully complete a qualification, something they never thought they would be able to do. We've seen young people go back to school. We've also seen young people gain and go on to working employment and going back to going then to TAFE to do their certificate of schooling through the TAFE system. So as I said earlier, it's all about that personalised journey and working out what's going to be best for the young person. Some kids have gone into disability support qualifications through us, and some have wanted to further their literacy skills and have done the skills for education and employment through STEPS as well.
My final question is, where can young people get information about this program?
So basically by visiting the STEPS Get Set for Work webpage at stepsgroup.com.au, or easily just contacting the 1300 number, which is 1300 131 965.
That was CEO of STEPS, Casey Stanley, speaking with the WISE Artem Rednikin.